They've got to catch 130, 132, 134, 136, all the way up to 146, till the time of evening supper in homes of the railroad earth, when high in the sky the magic stars ride above the following hotshot freight trains. It's all in California. It's all a sea. I swim out of it in afternoons of sun-hot meditation in my jeans with head on handkerchief on brakeman's lantern, or if not working, on book. I look up at blue sky of perfect lost purity and feel the warp of wood of old America beneath me.
That was Jack Kerouac reading from Railroad Earth, a poem inspired by the time that Kerouac spent working on the Southern Pacific Railroad in California. Kerouac, of course, was most famous probably as a romanticizer of the automobile in On the Road. But he's one of many American writers and photographers and musicians who have fallen in love with trains. I'm Kurt Anderson, and to talk with me today about the cultural romance and the very gritty reality of trains is Linda Neiman, who spent nearly 20 years traveling the country doing the physically demanding and often dangerous work of a brakeman, a switchman, and a conductor. She's written two books about her years on trains, On the Rails and Railroad Voices. Linda, thanks for joining us in Studio 360.
Well, it's good to be here.
Now, you applied for a job with the railroad for the first time in 1979 after you'd gotten your PhD in English from UC Berkeley. This isn't exactly an obvious career path. What inspired you to sort of hit the rails, if that's not a cliche?
Well, one was I didn't have a job at the time, and two was I had a friend who worked on the railroad. It was a few years before that, and he'd been bragging on his job and saying that, you know, not everybody could do it, and it was really difficult. And at that time, before I got hired on the railroad, I'd called them up and said, well, what about this? You know, can I be a brakeman? And they said, oh, no, only men can be a brakeman. So
that convinced you had to be a brakeman at that point.
Yeah.
Or a brake person. I guess they don't say brake person in the railroad, do they?
Of course they don't.
And what exactly does a brakeman do? What did you do as a brakeman?
Well, a brakeman takes a train from point A to point B. It goes over the road, and sometimes you do local setouts and pickups en route, whereas a switchman works in a big freight yard making up and taking apart trains. So they're basically the same job, except you do one of them on the road, so to speak, and the other one in a yard.
You describe your peripatetic existence going from place to place rather than settling down in one depot or freight yard. This, as I discovered a few years ago, in fact, is the life of a boomer, which has nothing to do with people born between 1945 and 1964.
Well, that's what they'd call us when we'd show up someplace. This wasn't so much a matter of choice. I mean, basically you were cut off where I hired out every single winter, and they only needed you when business was booming, so to speak. And so you went to the next place that business was booming. And that's how you got through the year working. No one mentioned this, of course, when a lot of people left their perfectly good jobs to work on the railroad.
You're moving around as a boomer to wherever the work is. It sounds a little bit like being a well-paid hobo, or is that a misconception?
Well, I would say migrant worker.
What is the difference between, are there hobos still, or is that just some notion from even before my childhood that I hang on to?
Well, I think it's a very romantic notion. I think mostly the people out there are migrant workers.
And is there anything remotely romantic about that, or is it simply the transportation of last resort for those people?
It's pretty much last resort. I mean, if you see people lying under cars in the middle of the desert, you know, so they won't get fried, and maybe with water, maybe no water, not speaking English. They all look like they're about 14 years old. So it's not exactly romantic.